This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Maria Elmeng, Copenhagen, Denmark, November 2006. The Good News According to Matthew, from the World English Bible, chapters 25 and 26. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. Those who were foolish, when they took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "What if there isn't enough for us and you? You go rather to those who sell and buy it for yourselves." While they went away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Most certainly I tell you, I don't know you. Watch, therefore, for you don't know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For it is like a man going into another country, who called his own servants and entrusted his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Then he went on his journey. Immediately he who received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. In like manner, he also who got the 2 gained another 2. But he who received the 1 went away and dug into the earth and hid his lord's money. Now after a long time the lord of those servants came and reconciled accounts with them. He who received the 5 talents came and bought another 5, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained another 5 talents besides them.' His lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who got the 2 talents came and said to him, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained another 2 talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I know that you are a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter. I was afraid, and went away and hid your talent in the earth. Behold, you have what is yours.' But his lord answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I didn't sow, and gather where I didn't scatter. You ought therefore to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received back my own with interest. Take therefore the talent away from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who doesn't have, even that which he has will be taken away. Throw out the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where they will be reaping and gnashing of teeth. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Before him all the nations will be gathered, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then the king will tell those on his right hand, "Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the earth. For I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer them, "Most certainly I tell you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these least of my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say also to those on his left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you didn't give me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Then they will also answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and didn't help you? Then he will answer them, saying, Most certainly I tell you, inasmuch as you didn't do it to one of the least of these, you didn't do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Chapter 26. It happened when Jesus had finished all these words that he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. They took counsel together that they might take Jesus by deceit and kill him. But they said, Not during the feast, lest a riot occur among these people. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster jar of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw this, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this ointment might have sold for much and given to the poor. However, knowing this, Jesus said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? Because she has done a good work for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you don't always have me. For in pouring this ointment on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Most certainly I tell you, wherever this good news is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of as a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me, that I should deliver him to you? They weighed out for him 30 pieces of silver. From that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now, on the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? He said, Go into the city to a certain person and tell him, The teacher says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. The disciples did as Jesus commanded them, and they prepared the Passover. Now, when evening had come, he was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, he said, Most certainly I tell you that one of you will betray me. They were exceedingly sorrowful, and each began to ask him, It isn't me, is it, Lord? He answered, He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same will betray me. The Son of Man goes, even as it is written of him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Judas, who betrayed him, answered, It isn't me, is it, Rabbi? He said to him, You said it. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks for it, and broke it. He gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, All of you drink it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of sin. But I tell you that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, All of you will be made to stumble because of me tonight, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am risen up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter answered him, Even if all will be made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, Most certainly I tell you that tonight before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. All of the disciples also said likewise. Then Jesus came to them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, Sit here while I go there and pray. He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and severely troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went forward a little, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I desire, but what you desire." He came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "What, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cup can't pass away from me unless I drink it, your desire be done." He came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. He left them again, went away and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let's be going. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand." While he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, why are you here?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and struck off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for those who have taken the sword will die by the sword. Or do you think that I couldn't ask my Father, and he would even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?" In that hour Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you didn't arrest me. But all this has happened that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. Those who had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter followed him from a distance to the court of the high priest, and entered in and sat with the officers to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last two false witnesses came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said to him, "Have you no answer? What is it that these testify against you?" But Jesus held his peace. The high priest answered him, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said it. Nevertheless, I tell you, after this you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of the sky." Then the high priest tore his clothing, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He is worthy of death." Then they spit in his face and beat him with their fists, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who hit you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the court, and a maid came to him, saying, "You are also with Jesus, the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I don't know what you are talking about." When he had gone out into the porch, someone else saw him, and said to those who were there, "This man was also with Jesus of Nazareth." Again he denied it with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, for your speech makes you known." Then he began to curse and swear, "I don't know the man." Immediately the rooster crowed. Peter remembered the words which Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. He went out and wept bitterly. End of chapter 26.